Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets stumbled last Friday in light volume trading as the financial sector added to the geopolitical and trade tensions weighing on the markets. Dow down 123 points or 0.5%. Broader S&P shedding 0.3%. Financial sector, as I said, down 1.5%, pacing the losses despite some upbeat quarterly earnings results, while energy was the best performing primary sector with a 1.1% rise. JP Morgan and Chase & Co fell 2.7% despite posting first quarter earnings and revenue that topped consensus estimates. JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon said that the environment is intensely competitive and lending was flat for the quarter. Elsewhere, Citigroup was similarly down 1.6% despite reporting better than expected headline first quarter numbers, and Wells Fargo lost 3.4% with the bank recording a 5.5% rise in first quarter profit while revenue declined. Number of traders just citing the buy the rumour, sell the fact response given expectations are very high for earnings growth this current reporting season. The tech-centric NASDAQ lost 0.5% also. However, President Trump's decision on Saturday morning our time to launch precision military strikes in Syria in a joint operation with the United Kingdom and France overshadowed last Friday's market developments. The UN Security Council on Saturday also soundly rejected Russia's call to condemn the US and its allies for striking Syria's chemical weapons stockpile. For the week, the Dow gained 1.8%, S&P 500 up 2%, and the NASDAQ outperforming with a 2.8% rise. Just on the US corporate calendar, note tonight the main companies reporting are Bank of America, Netflix, and Charles Schwab. On the US economic data front, last Friday, consumer sentiment slipped in April after recording its highest level since 2004 in the previous month. The University of Michigan's mid-month report on consumer attitudes about the economy inched down to 97.8 in April. That was well below consensus expectations of 100.5. Europe's main market settled higher last Friday, locking in a third consecutive weekly advance. Germany's DAX adding 0.2%, France's CAC up 0.1%. London's FTSE inched 0.1% higher also, erasing earlier session falls, albeit underperforming its main European counterparts amid further strength in pound sterling and a profit warning from accountancy software group Sage Group, which saw that company fall 8.2%. Base metals were mostly stronger last Friday, copper edging 0.1% higher to just shy of $3.10 a pound, nickel up 1.6% and zinc up 0.7%. Aluminium, however, fell 1.7%, but obviously did touch a six-year high earlier last week, trimmed its weekly advance to 12%. That's still the biggest weekly increase for the London Metals contract since it was launched in 1987. Spot iron ore rising 49 cents to $64.90 a metric tonne. That saw the contract settle with a 2.2% rise for the week. Gold futures gaining $5.90 to $1,347.80 an ounce. Oil prices rallying, the benchmark contracts logging their best weekly performance since July 2017 with gains of over 8%. WTI settling 32 cents or 0.5% higher at $67.39 a barrel. Brent up 56 cents to $72.58 a barrel. That's its highest settlement since November 2014. Just to quickly put some context around the latest strikes against Syria in terms of the oil market, since the first Gulf War in 1991, almost every military confrontation threatening oil supplies could probably be summarised as buy the build-up, sell the bombs. So traders basically cite the fact that the markets abhor uncertainty, but once the military action begins, the outcome, especially if it involves limited military strikes, becomes pretty clear relatively quickly. Just the US yield curve flattened further last Friday. US 10-year Treasury yield little changed, around 2.83%, but the yield on 2-year Treasury notes hitting an intra-session high of 2.373, which is the highest since 2008. And the Aussie dollar is a little changed this morning after trading briefly above 78 US cents last Friday, buying 77.67 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.